is now.
Capital 263.
Did I just say one?
You said one.
Why did I say one?
All you need is one mic.
Uh-oh, nah.
What's up, good people? It's your boy Elliot Twist, and it's my 2 cents.
Woo!
I'm joined here by the co-host with the most.
My Tandy.
My Ta!
My Ta!
Yes.
Yes. My Ta. That means mother of Tandy.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Sorry.
You're not supposed to be talking to him.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not even a
We have to start again.
Too bad. We cannot. Yo, I'm pretty excited about today's show, man. I'm really, really excited.
Why?
Because we got a special guest in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But all of our guests are special.
Ah, yes. They are special. But yeah, this one is very, very special.
Why? But you have to use the right voice, the right, you know, because we have to like, you have to like, use the right voice to introduce. It's a,
all right.
Go.
What is the right voice?
Wakanda voice.
Okay, okay. All right. We have here a brother from America, Kentucky to be exact.
Oh, like the chicken, oh.
Yes, like the fried chicken. He is a filmmaker, a hip hop artist. Are you a hip hop artist?
I am of all kind of artist.
Ah, he's an all kind of artist. Y'all did not hear that. I did not just ask the guest if he's a hip hop artist. But yes, we have with us, ladies and gentlemen, I give you, drum roll please, Kojo.
What's up? What's up, everybody on the podcast? How y'all doing?
Hey, fam. It's so good to have you here, man.
I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe is nice. The people are nice. Harare is nice. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You've been all over our timelines and radio stations, man. You've been doing a number on all these places, man.
Yeah, y'all been treating me good, man.
It's been love, right?
Yeah, it's for real. It has been. That's what's up.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
That's so dope. All right. So
I'm just listening to the accent. Continue.
It's funny because y'all Zimbabweans, y'all sound closer to us than other African countries that I've been to. Like, it's funny, man, because I hear some of y'all speak, and I can hear that you're not American, but I can hear that it's close. But like, even more so than like South Africans and stuff, because y'all, I don't know what y'all do in school, but y'all sound close to us. But I mean, I can obviously hear them when y'all speak Shona, then it's like,
yeah,
they definitely not American.
Well, actually, this is just my radio voice, but my radio voice, buddy, I actually sound.
I know.
Like, don't lie. Guys, don't be lied to.
And I'm actually from Lagos.
What is this life?
What are you saying?
What is this life? What is this? Guys, leave. We're the real guests. Anyway, like, it's funny you should say that, because Zimbabweans actually used to always be told that we sound more like the British.
Oh, yeah.
I think our elders sound like Brits. Mm. But then I've realized, like, this generation, the millennials, Gen Zs, iGen, like, we all just, I don't know.
Like, how you sound right now, you could almost sound like an American to me. Like, if a person from America heard you speaking, they would think that you was living in America for a while.
Wow.
For real. But we could tell that you're not American, but it would sound like you were in America for a while. Because to me, like I said, South Africans, some Botswana people sound like more British than y'all, but y'all sound more like us to me.
Wow. I blame it on the music.
Yeah.
Music,
TV, all of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, fam. So we're just going to get right into it, man. We got a lot of questions to ask you.
I got a lot of answers.
You don't have the answers.
I don't have the answers. Okay. We're going to see.
We are going to find out. But first of all, let me ask you, what did you think of Black Panther?
I mean, I love the movie. I know a few people who they weren't feeling it because of certain things, but I thought it was great because I like the concept behind it and what it's kind of saying. Well, I like what Killmonger was saying to black people. I'm not really feeling T'Challa, what he was saying. That's more of that Mandela type junk, in my opinion. I'm with
Mandela type junk.
I'm with Steven Biko. Okay. About that. Yeah.
You see, this is one of the things I like about Coach. Is like very outspoken. Mm-hmm. He doesn't flower it up. It's just straight talk right there, straight to the point. He says exactly what's on his mind, and I really, really dig that. So tell me something. Mm. You like Black Panther. Mm. You've been to Africa like 3 times, right?
I've been here for a while. Like, but since August 2016, I've been in different African countries. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So what was your first impression of Africa? The very, very first time you landed in one of the countries.
I landed in Joburg first.
Do you remember what it felt like?
Yeah,
can you describe that to me?
Well, because I had already knew, like, that Africa wasn't the nonsense that they tell you on TV in America. So I wasn't surprised that they had lights at the airport and stuff. And you didn't have to take a bus 20 miles to, anyways, but I was excited for sure, because I was like, man, I'm in like Africa. I'm in South Africa and I'm about to go see a lot of stuff and do a lot of things. And I have a lot of South African friends. So mm-hmm.
yeah.
like they was telling me stuff when we were doing things, but I was just like super excited
wow.
to like, especially when I was in it seemed like that flight from DC to Joburg took like 3 days, man. But 16, 18 hours, something like that.
Wow.
But it felt like it took like 3 days because I was so anxious to get her and land. And then we got there. We landed. It was like nighttime and I didn't get to see anything that first night, but I was just excited because I was like, man,
yeah.
I'm in Joburg and Joburg is a famous, yeah, it's a famous city. Yeah. Like the land of, black people. Owning their own, well, not really owning their own junk. Supposedly owning their own.
Welcome
junk.
To Zimbabwe. This is yeah.
But I was just excited, man. I couldn't believe I was like, I didn't kiss the ground. Like okay. people think that not black Americans do. That's nonsense. If anybody does that, they are a moron. Like, kiss the ground. I mean, come on. I mean, all right, let me not say that they are moron. Maybe they just that overwhelmed.
Yeah, you could be hurting someone's feelings, eh? They may be like, yo, I was trying to connect
by kissing the ground.
Yeah, with the earth. And I was grounding.
Really? They were trying to connect with their ancestors?
Maybe they'll... Okay, moving on.
But was there a sense of peace when you landed, though?
I mean, I'm not deep, so...
No.
I was just excited to be in Africa because I love Africa, but I didn't feel no... I didn't
want to just suddenly start like singing, like suddenly like tribal songs just came on you.
I didn't
you
start. I didn't start
tongues.
Singing. Oh, nah, none of that.
Oh, that's okay. Now we can be friends. I think we can continue because this was just to establish whether or not like we can be friends or not. Okay. I was like, that was great. That was Kojo, guys. See you next week.
About to get kicked off. Some black Americans, you would have did that. I'm telling you, because black Americans are really ignorant to Africa, though. Like Africa as a whole.
You just. I'm really curious about that. Mm. What are some of the myths? Hit me.
Like,
and please, do not be polite. I want to hear the raw truth.
Okay.
What are the myths?
Okay, so like a week before I got on the plane to come here, like I was talking to this girl and I was telling her that I was going to South Africa and she was like, oh, you going to South Africa? And I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, well, make sure you're careful because you know there'll be lions walking around and stuff. And I'll be like,
they still believe that?
Dude, let me finish.
Okay.
She was like, oh, and also make sure you like got the proper shoes because you know they don't have roads. And I was like, what the freak you been watching? Like, have you been watching? And then other people was like, oh, make sure you get all your shots because you don't have to get like 20 shots before you go. I didn't have to get no shots before I came. Like, I don't know what that. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
I've heard the shots one.
Dude, they say that, and then they was like, oh, you gonna. Like, you're probably going to see those babies with the big bellies and the flies. I was like, I can't talk to y'all, man. I was like, I didn't tell, after those few experiences, I didn't tell nobody else I was leaving. Like, I was like, I'm
you just
good.
Kept it to yourself. Cause
I'm like, this is just beyond ignorant, man. It's just,
Do they want to know?
No, that's the thing. That's,
they really don't want to know.
They don't really care. Like, black Americans, and I'm saying black Americans because, I mean, white people, I don't really care about them because they're not from here anyway.
Yeah.
But black Americans, like, we like African stuff that we think is African. Like, as you'll see, black Americans.
It's selective.
It's like...
Okay, what do you think is African?
That's the thing. Like, we'll wear colors that we think, like, we see as, like, African colors. So that's why y'all see us in, like, some African colors. But every people from African countries is like, it looks African, but I don't know what country it's from. So, like, there'll be stuff like that. Or we'll do, like, some, or we'll do dances that we think are African dances, but we didn't actually. Nobody from Africa taught you to dance. It was just some,
you know. It's kind of funny though. But I was going through when Black Panther came out. Obviously, there were images. I do remember seeing images of there was this one woman. I remember seeing she had like a weird dress. Looked like it was made out of foil. I couldn't really tell what it was, and it had all these weird colors on it, like pink, blue, green, yellow. I'm like, and she's and there was this caption like, yo, you know, repping it for Wakanda, repping it for Africa and all that. And I was like, where?
Why do you look like you're about to take off the space? This is like a UFO. What's going on?
Man, she's lucky that Wakanda's not a real country, man.
But some people actually think it is. But.
That's true. And they also think, some people actually think Zamunda is a real. I don't know if y'all ever seen Coming to America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we do. But some people think that Zamunda is actually a real country. They really think that. Like, and they think that how Eddie Murphy got married in that movie is how every African gets married. Every African king or prince gets married. I'm telling you. Y'all think I'm joking. I'm serious.
Oh, man.
But that actually reminds me. Remember, like, there was this video going around online about this guy was just asking random Americans, what do you think about the war in Wakanda? And what do you think America should do?
I saw
it. And they're like, I saw it. I think, you know, what people are doing in their own country. I think, you know, we need to be there because, you know, Wakanda, you know, we need to help them. I'm like,
did they see the movie? Wakanda don't need nobody's help.
that was interesting.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about Wakanda. That's one of the things I love about Zimbabwe. I'm not from Zimbabwe, so if I offend a Zimbabwean person about Mugabe, then, I mean, I apologize. But however, he might have done things that people from Zimbabwe didn't like. But I do like the idea that he had that Zimbabwe should be for black people. And it should be black. It should be owned by black. At least that's what it seems like from being an outside person looking in. It seems like that's what he was, the idea of he was doing. I mean, he was in power for like since a lot of us was born. But,
yeah, forever.
But but the idea I think was good because I mean, it's a you're not gonna see no black people going to no European country taking it over, owning all the land, owning all the businesses.
That'll
you ain't gonna
happen.
See that. It'll never happen. They'll destroy the world before they let that happen. Mm. Man, so why should black people let white people come to, like, if I was a Zimbabwean person, I would be really annoyed because if I'm living poor in Zimbabwe and then I see this white person from somewhere else living in a big old nice house, working in a job that's really not theirs, living on a farm that's really not theirs, man, I would be
pissed.
You'd
get frustrated.
Man.
You'd get frustrated.
Dude.
Which actually brings me to my next question. How did you feel about Kanye West's comments about how slavery was more of a choice?
Oh my God. I mean,
I wish you could see his face. I'm sorry, you looked so Zimbo in that moment, like, you know, you're just like short like this. Oh, I was like, oh my God.
Man, I don't even. I mean, Kanye even said some stuff, but I mean, I really don't know what he was trying to say because, like, he said he didn't really explain what he was trying to say from what the stuff that I've seen.
Yeah,
like, I mean, slavery being a choice, I don't know because I with him saying that as a whole, we didn't like really fight back, and then a lot of people saying there were a whole bunch of rebellions. Yeah, that's true, but he also was saying that as a whole, black people didn't come together and fight to get us all free, which is why it took so long, which is why he was trying to say, which I can see the point in that, because I mean, we all slaves and we all, well, okay, see, slavery is crazy because there was a lot of slaves and there was also a lot of people who wanted to be slaves, who were okay with being slaves. Like, I don't know if y'all ever seen Django,
yeah,
but like, mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson's part in that movie is real, and that's how a lot of black people used to think. So he didn't want to be free. He was happy being the
Uncle
like the
Tom.
Slave, yeah, basically. But man, I don't know. I don't know. Kanye's and wearing that stupid hat. I don't know why he likes Trump. Trump is like the worst president in the history of humanity, man. Like, and like, they say stuff about like North Korea, yeah. African leaders. But I mean, Trump, since he's been an adult, has been doing dirt. I mean, he's been doing dirt with Russia. He's been doing dirt with friggin' Kazakhstan, all of those places. He's been doing, like, if you look this dude up and see all the stuff that he was doing, it is so much dirt. And the only reason that he's president and he's not in prison right now,
yeah,
like on death row, because white, he's a white man in America, and he's a president.
White privilege. Do you think if Obama had the same rep?
That's exactly what I was saying. If Obama had that rep, he wouldn't even been able to run for president. Man, yeah. Please. Obama had to be like the cleanest person in the history of America to even run for president, man. And how do you go from like, Obama's like a genius, literally. How do you go from that to like the worst dude in school?
From sugar to shit.
Man, I'm telling you, it's the truth. Like, and people, and Americans that heard this, they could be like, oh, I'm not patriotic. Man, whatever. Yeah. Telling the truth means you patriotic. That's the whole point of being able to be an American. Like, because you can say whatever you want and not have to worry about going to jail and all that stuff. And it's not like I'm making this stuff up. This is freaking true. Like, all you gotta do is Google Trump, all the dirt. Go to YouTube and type in Trump's dealings with Russia and things like that. You'll see all kind of junk. And it ain't like, it's not false stuff. Like, people like, oh, we don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's not true. You can like look it up. Look at his records in the public and things like that, man. This dude.
And he's also getting sued by Stormy Daniels.
Dude gets sued by everybody.
A porn star.
Yeah.
Cha.
Dude, his wife is a porn star. The first lady is She used to be cheap, man.
Like,
like Rhapsody said, how the Flotus is a porn, used to be a porn star. That's crazy, man. Like, they used to get mad when Michelle Obama used to show her arms because she exercised.
Yeah, yeah,
the lady was wearing a dress that showed her arms, and they used to get upset about that. But they okay with this lady being a porn star. Like, seriously, white people, they something else, man.
Wow.
For real.
Can I slip in my question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so with that in mind, like, since we're in this tangent, right? So I was having a conversation with my friends, with my boys here, and I'm like, okay, you know what, guys, like, let's talk about identity, because Elliot was saying like the whole theme for today is about identity, you know. And I've been asking a lot of my brothers sort of this question. So I wanted to ask you this question first, and we'll go into it. How's your sleep life? Do you sleep?
Oh, sleep. I don't really sleep that much. Which is annoying.
Why?
Because I like to be rested. Like, when I wake up, I don't want to feel
tired.
But why
don't you sleep?
I don't know. I really don't know. Cause if I try to go to bed at 10 o'clock, if I turn my phone off, TV off, everything, I'll just be laying in bed for like an hour or two. Maybe I'll go to sleep around 12, and then I'll wake up at like 5, which is annoying, or 4 if I have to pee. Then once I'm up, I'm up.
And you don't want your pee. See, it goes downhill from there on, right?
And it be cold and stuff, man. You want to get up. But, man, I'm for real. But I'll be up. But once I'm up, I'm up. I can't really go back to sleep. And then I exercise too. So I think, all right, if I exercise, then I'm going to go hard today so I can make sure that I get tired. And nope, I'm just, my body's just tired. No
so
sleep.
What? Just so like an insomnia? Like you don't really know what it is. You just can't sleep.
Yeah, basically, I don't know. It's just.
It's interesting. Can I assume you're in your 30s? Late 20s, 30s?
Mm-hmm.
30s?
Yeah, you're correct.
Oh, okay, all right. So, like, I've discovered men, particularly black men, in their late 20s, up until about mid 30s, are struggling with sleep. They are not sleeping. At first I was like, I don't know why, I don't understand it, because I was getting really irritated where, you know, it's like, yo, why are you saying what's up at 10:30? I don't understand. I'm trying to, like, you know, like, what is this? And I realized, like, a lot of my friends, all of my friends, Elliot is the worst. Elliot will send me ideas at like 2 a.m. Yo, random thoughts. So I'm thinking, I'm like, why are your eyes not closed?
I'll do a Kanye.
Yeah, you
at
know,
2 o'clock in the morning.
What's happening? And I'm realizing it's like. What is it being a black man now in this time, in this era, with the pressures that are there? Being a male right now, the pressure to, number one, I'm gonna ask you. We'll let our guest answer first. What's it like being a black male right now in America? That identity. What's the identity? Because we look at what our fathers were, what our uncles, grandfathers were, and their definition of what a man was supposed to be our men are still trying to do the same thing, but like life has changed. Like everything, like the world has changed and things function differently. The women are different. The women from back then and the women now, we're very different. So how does a black, what is the identity of a black man? Does that affect you on a more deeper level that maybe we don't see and we don't understand? And why are you not sleeping?
I think for me, I'd say there's a whole lot of pressure that comes with being a man in this age that we're in. There's a whole lot of pressure, you know, pressure to succeed, pressure to provide, pressure to live up to what our fathers were like. You know, there isn't really much, it doesn't feel like there's much room to not be in that space. You know, you're just under a lot of pressure. Like, I wish I could switch my brain off, but I can't. It's constantly running. Yeah.
Constantly thinking.
Pressure.
Kojo, is it like that for you? Is it different? Is it, are you up because of excitement? Or it's like, oh, life is so great. Like, I got so many great ideas. Is this form I want to do? You know, I just want to make some music. I'm just so alive creatively. Yo. Therefore, I can't, you know, I'm stressed because it's a good stress. Like, what is it?
Talk to me. Obviously you have nights like that sometimes, but the majority, I don't know. I feel when it comes to things like this, I don't know. I feel like I think differently when it comes to that to most black dudes. Cause I personally feel like, black men by black women are baby, and which make black men like make excuses of to why things are the way they are with us and why things really are staying the way they are. Cause, oh, we're being pressured by the man and all that stuff. But the way I see it is like, I mean, can't nobody make you do nothing, like really, unless they just come and like put chains on you and stuff and make you do something. Because if your mentality stays a certain way, then only you can control how you think. Like, I mean, you can watch TV, you can listen to the radio, but it's your choice to believe whatever it is that you see and hear and all that stuff. But I feel like I think men, especially black men, should take more responsibility and for our lives and our life. Cause the way I see it is the only reason that black people still exist is cause black women are so strong. Cause in my opinion, black men over the years have really not lived up to having the title of men. And black women have had to do everything. They have to take care of the house. Cause if the man is like feeling bad or whatever, the black woman has to make him feel better. And then the child is sick, the woman has to go do it. The guy can't get a job, the woman has to work and take care of the house. And that's how it is pretty much in the black house. And if a lot of times in America, the man ain't even around. Jeez, my bad.
No, it's a deep topic. So therefore,
you got to clear your throat.
We need to find you some more.
But like, I don't know. I just feel like black men, I just feel like we shouldn't, not saying that there aren't reasons why we like in the state that we are, but a lot of those reasons have to do with us and things that we allowed to happen.
So it's intrinsic.
Yeah. And cause I mean, only like, even if, why are you so concerned with trying to work for a white person, like, or work for some big corporation? There are so many things that we can do, that we create, that we know how to do, that we, wow. I don't know what is up with my voice right now. But anyways, I see people like in all these African countries I've been to, dudes creating things and all of these kind of stuff. And instead of like coming together and like making something like good that everybody can benefit from, we just do it individually. So, I mean, there's going to be like 20 dudes on the side of the road building beds and stuff. When like those dudes could come together, like make a leader. Decide, all right, this is going to be our union. This is what we're going to do. And this will allow, this is how much money we can make from this. And this is how we'll be able to, and then at that point, you'll be able to have more of a voice in the community and things like that. Because if something goes wrong, then people can, you're a group. You're not one person that people can like tear down. Cause it's harder to tear. I mean, everybody knows, it's harder to tear down one person. I mean, a group than it is one person.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, like me not sleeping, I don't really know like why I don't sleep. Cause I mean, obviously I think about things, but like I said, I'm not like that deep where I'm just thinking about trying to save the world every day. But I mean, I do have thoughts where I don't know. I really don't know why I don't sleep. I can't even, I don't even want to lie to you.
But it's happening.
Yeah.
But it's a weird phenomenon. Like, sorry to ask, but like, no, it was just true. Like, I was curious. Like, yo, like, why is it every guy
can't sleep?
Like, always complains about sleep.
Maybe, I don't know, I guess. Maybe we ain't getting enough sex. Maybe that's
ladies. What are you doing?
I'm saying, because I know after that you'd be ready to go to sleep. at least after a few good tanks, man. I'd be like, man, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. If she did her job, then you going to sleep. And if you did your job, she going to sleep too. Because like that, man.
Fair.
Put him to bed.
Right. So I just wanted to know, what is it that you love about America?
I love the convenience of America. Like, America is like very convenient. Customer service is big in America, which I like, because I've been to a lot of places here that are kind of frustrating because I can't get more than one ketchup if I get some fries.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's just one.
Man, for a large fry, I'm like, for real. I'm gonna do with this. But in America, like, it's just, customer service is like a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like, so, if people don't really give you, I mean, you have problems, but like, you can go to talk to a manager and things like that. And then, I mean, I love that there's a lot of people who do, like, it's more open-minded than most places I've been to. Even though, obviously we have problems. America has a lot of problems, obviously.
Yeah.
But America is more open-minded when it comes to certain things. And I like that. I don't know how y'all feel about religion, but I like that more black people are getting away from that nonsense that got us into slavery. So I like that.
All right. And what do you hate about America?
All the white privilege, white people acting like they're the victims. Not saying that you should take on the victim role like it's a crutch or something. Mm. But, I mean, you can't shoot somebody and then say, oh, you were scared for your life when that other person didn't even have a gun. So how are you scared when you had a gun? This person didn't have a gun. Mm-hmm. How did they scare you? How were you fearing for your life?
Next person was probably a teenager.
Man, Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
Or Tamir Rice, he was 12. But anyways,
12.
Shot by the police. Man, that's what they do. But they said he looked like a 20-year-old, a 12-year-old. And everybody knows black don't crack. We don't look older. We look younger, man, please.
Very
but anyways, but I like just things like that and just how it's, I mean, things are unfair around the world, but I just like just basically that white privilege, because that controls everything, basically.
All right.
And wow. That 1% that control everything.
Yeah.
That's really the problem, because they just make people think about racism and poverty and stuff when nobody's focusing on those people who actually running everything. Because really, like Martin Luther King said, those poor white people have more in common with black people than they do with those rich white people. But Trump did it. That's how Trump is president, because he did a good job of making white people feel like, yeah, let's be racist and you're going to have money like I do. Again, that's because that was the American dream, that everybody's going to have money. So Trump did a great job of taking them back to the 1950s of thinking, oh, let's be racist and we're all going to have money, which that's not going to happen, because Trump don't care about poor people, white or black. So, but That's just what it is. Yep.
All right. There's something that you said at Haifa about how what Americans think of Africans who rap sounding like American dudes.
Yeah.
There was this one guy who asked, "Well, what do Americans think of?"
I'm sorry. Like, this just got me saying, like, I want to hear this answer.
What do Americans think of? You know, people saw like Lil Wayne or Jay-Z and all that. And I like that. I like the answer that you gave us. Mm. And you know, I'm curious. Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
I mean, when I know, talking to friends and people in the industry in America, when they hear like Africans trying to sound like Americans, like with trap music is big for that. Like a lot of African artists try to do trap music, and like you can hear the beat, and as soon as you hear the beat, you're like, oh, this is far, I can hear it. But then as soon as you hear the dude's voice and then the accent, you're like, what is, like, even if it's good, you're gonna be like, for real, dude? Cause like instead of just doing it in your regular accent, you're trying to sound like an American. And like, why would America want to get copied when they could just go to Atlanta?
I think they copy because the regular accent just doesn't cut it.
man. I don't know, because no, who's tried? Who knows? Nobody knows, because everybody tries to sound American.
Questa got it right, though.
Oh, yeah, Questa.
But Questa don't do trap for real, though.
Yeah.
He just raps like him.
Yeah.
I like Questa.
Nasty C. Nasty C also.
That dude sounds so American.
But is he nice?
I know he's good, but he sounds way too American.
Oh.
To me. All but right. Then they'll say, oh, well, he went to school and said, no, he is from South Africa. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You won't hear one American sounding any like no South African, no British person.
Yeah.
He sounds straight up American, whether it's a New Yorker, a person from LA, person from Florida. You're not gonna hear, they're not gonna sound like nobody that's not American. You know they're American when you hear them. You know, unlike a South African artist that you hear them, you think, oh, this is an American, new American artist. No, it's not, it's South African.
Yeah.
So, like, it's ridiculous.
So is there any winning this? Like,
not with South Africans. They'll say that they don't want to be American, but then when they start talking, all you hear is American, but they'll give you so many excuses. They'll be like, oh, well, I went to these schools. You went to school in South Africa. I don't want to hear that. Like, don't give me that. That's like me saying, and me talking like, today, hello, chap, how you doing, mate? Like, I'm like,
yeah, that's kind of weird.
Why do I have this accent and I'm from Kentucky? Like, what?
Yeah, you're from
Durban. How do you sound like, like a person from Minnesota? Like, for real? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't understand why South Africans don't, because South Africa has a lot to offer. Africa in general has a lot to offer. And the music and stuff is so good from like South African artists. Like, I don't understand why they just don't do them. Cause they just do, like, Kwaito music is cool. Like, I like that. I mean, I don't understand what they're saying, but it's good. And like you said, Questa, that dude is not, I like him. He is really good at what he does. Mm. And it's not cause I've interviewed him. I'm just saying this. If I never interviewed him, I still would be saying this.
Oh, you've interviewed him?
Yeah.
That's cool.
For my show.
So let's talk about your work then. can we
yeah, definitely. Why not? Like, let's get into it.
I know a lot of people are probably have like, they're like, Kojo Ndiani, like, who is this?
Not Kojo
guy?
Funds.
You know, like, you know, they're like, who's this guy anyway?
Yeah.
You know, we were like, yeah, you know, you guys are blowing up, you know, and someone may be listening like, who's this guy? So for the benefit of the who are you person, do you mind telling us who are you?
Nah, I'm cool with that. I'm Kojo from Kentucky. I used to do music full time, after I graduated, and then, I moved to New York. I was doing music for a few years and it wasn't going the way I wanted to. I was getting shows and stuff around the country, but I mean, it wasn't doing the way I wanted to. So I was like, man.
What kind of music were you doing?
Like, I play the guitar and then I sing a little bit. And then I had a band too. So we was doing that kind of stuff because I like instruments and like music that you write lyrics to and things like that. So,
yeah.
So, man, I don't know. I like Bob Marley a lot. He's an inspiration of mine. Bob Marley and like Wyclef, they're like bigger inspirations of mine. So, like, I like doing like I like K-9 too. I like his music.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just used to go around and doing that, and it wasn't working out the way I wanted. So I was like, so when I moved to Florida, I was like, man, there needs to be a TV show for artists like myself who don't have any connections, don't have any money, you don't really know any like so. Myself and Miss London, she's my co-host, we came up with the idea of Music For You. So the show is a show where we play music videos for artists who, like I said, don't have a, I mean, we play music videos for like big artists that are outside of America because America don't know them, which is why I interview like somebody like artist, I mean, Questa, because he's big here, but he's not big in America.
Yeah.
So we play this music, videos and things like that. So we'll play artists' music videos, big or small. Outside of America. In America, we play music videos for artists who aren't that big. But we do interview famous people on the show just so if people are interested, they can see how what's happening with them or how they're working with a smaller artist, maybe something like that.
Okay. All right. All right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much what we do. We go around the world and we shoot events and things like that, what's happening in the areas and things like Haifa and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then we interview people and... Yeah, that's basically, and it's not just music. We'll interview like anybody we think is interested in doing something cool where they at. So
cool.
Yeah. And what channel is your
the CW?
It's on the CW.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not only on just in America either. It's on in Zambia, on Zodiac, and it's on in Malawi. No, it's on in Malawi and Zodiac, and it's on in Zambia on Prime. It's about to be on Kiss TV in Kenya, hopefully it'll be on DSTV here. On either Channel O or
Need to get you on Kwese.
Or is I'm busy. I actually did a commercial for them.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. That's cool. It was cool. It was fun too. That's they dyed my hair purple. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know.
Yeah. Yeah. And the video looks like a movie. When people saw it, they was like, what movie is that? I was like, it's not a movie. They just put a lot of money into it. Wow. Yeah. Cause we had helicopters, like real helicopters and stuff, man. What? It was cool. I'm telling you.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was. But we shot it in Dilbert.
Is it out already?
Yes, out. It's you just type in the Great Escape, and then you'll see my face, because I'm like, me and this girl next to me, we like the face of the thing on that commercial. So
that's cool.
All right, yeah. That's really dope. Yeah. That's really dope. That's very really dope. Cool. So we're gonna get into our soundbite segment.
All right.
All right. I'm just checking with Aura right
it.
Now.
Go for it. No, my face. My face is broken today. Okay, guys, just leave me alone. My face is broken.
What's wrong with your face?
I don't know. It's just.
We can fix your face.
What? We
can fix your face. All right.
See, if I was in America, I'd be like, fix your face.
All right. So yeah, let's get into it. Just hang on for a minute whilst I get myself organized, because it's quite a process, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, wait. So whilst he gets himself organized, like, is this your first time in Zim?
Yeah, it is.
Zimbabwe, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, the weather's nice. The people are nice. Y'all got pretty women, even though none of them like me, but it's all good. I still like y'all Zimbabwe. Anyway.
Baby boy, we can sort you out. Girls, can you, man. When are you going back?
I'm going back in like a week and a half.
Don't worry, Sissy. I've got your back. I'll get the number. We'll just put it in the comment section. Just holla it,
dude. I've been interviewed so much. I was like, I was about to be like a groupie myself. I was about to be like, so my WhatsApp is +2. Nah. But,
okay, cool. Have you had a chance to try any of our food? Like the actual, the local cuisine and stuff? What have
like
you tried?
Like salsa.
Say that again?
Salsa.
Yeah.
But that ain't local. Every freaking African country eats that.
It does. Okay.
A different name.
What else have you had?
Actually, that's it. Basically.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because some of the stuff people gave me, I'm like, I'm not going to eat. Like, I'm definitely not going to eat mopani worms. It's not going to happen.
You didn't try them?
Heck no, it's a worm.
We're in the same part.
That's crazy.
We need to kidnap you.
My grandmama would eat that.
Happen.
My grandmama would eat that, not me.
All right, guys, so here we go. Listen in.
So when I see African Americans in America dealing with all these issues, my first question is, why don't they just go back home?
Where?
Back to Africa. Will they be treated fair? Will they actually be praised for who they are because of the fact that they're American? They'll get way better treatment. They can invest their
but
money.
But come
back
on,
home.
Ingon, how do you tell people who've lived for generations, centuries and centuries mm-hmm. in one land to move back to a place they don't know? I mean,
no, but that's my point. They right. don't know. It starts with a visit. How many African Americans do you know actually consider Africa as a vacation spot? Not one. When you look at the overall population of African Americans, a very few percentage would decide to go to Africa for vacation. Mm-hmm. Would even, just for knowledge, just to know where they come from, just to get an idea of what that is. It's so much fear installed into them that they wouldn't even want to even go there to visit. You mention Africa, they start shaking. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That man preaching.
That was our soundbite, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, I wish you could have seen Kojo. He was like holding up a candle, like,
Amen. Preacher.
Thoughts.
And I totally agree with him. He's right. It's probably less than 1% of African Americans that think of any African country to go to, even South Africa, because South Africa is looked at, I guess, mm-hmm. As a vacation spot, I guess, more so than the most African countries. But, man, black Americans will not even think about it. You say vacation, I'm gonna go to Cancun, or I'm gonna go to London. All these white countries putting more money in white people. It's basically white people give you money and then you just go give it back to them, as opposed to you take it to a African country. Okay, well, white people run most things there too. But the point is, But the point is, at least the money goes through more black people before it gets back to the white person.
That's true.
So I'm like, man, plus there's so much stuff here that you can see, and especially black American dudes, man, we love booty. and you need to come to, I don't care what African country you go to, man, you're gonna, yeah, neck is gonna break, but man, it's crazy. It's freaking, especially, well, Zimbabwe is nice, but American dudes, if you're listening, come to Zimbabwe and it borders Botswana. And Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I know. Man. There's drama in Botswana.
Botswana. B-U-T-Swana.
I feel very female right now.
Oh.
But girls, shout out to y'all. You know, do those squats, baby.
I'm a dude.
We're just, you know.
Man, okay. She's talking about do squats. Black women, they be annoying me with this. Because y'all don't have to do nothing to look good. All y'all do is wake up and y'all look good. Yeah. We got to exercise. If we don't, we get fat. And black women just wake up and they booties is in the right place. They breasts is nice and they looking all good. Just and then you be like, you exercise? She be like, nah. I be like, how the freak you look like that then?
They age.
Man,
nice.
Black women are like amazing. Nice. Nah, black women are the best things in the history of everything. Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So we've come to the last segment, man. It's called Celebrity Story. So this is our works. You have to give us at least one, or maybe two, I don't know. One celebrity story. And so basically a celebrity story really is just you telling us about an experience that you had or an encounter or a memorable moment. It could be funny, it could be unpleasant. You know, pick a celebrity and tell us what happened and what kind of situation that you found
with the celebrity. I'll tell y'all one that y'all would probably know that's from South Africa. Unati from South African Idol. Y'all know her, right?
Unati.
Yeah, I'm saying her name wrong, sorry. Yeah. But anyways, when we met her, like we were about to, cause at that point I didn't know who she was, but even though she's like huge in South Africa, but I had just got to South Africa. So we were about to interview her, but I was supposed to interview her and I was looking up stuff on her, but I didn't have a chance to really look up stuff on her. So I was about to go introduce myself. And then as we walk into her and there's the girl who was walking with me, I was like, what's this lady's name again? And then she was like, Unati, and I forgot her last. No, Unati's last name or is her first name? I can't remember.
That's her first name.
It's her first.
Anyways, the girl Sibukazi, she was like, her name is Unati. And I was like, she was like, do you want me to just do this interview? Cause you don't know this lady and you might call her the wrong name. And I was like, yeah. And then so when we went up to introduce ourselves to her, like I almost called her like this lady in America that looks like her, but she's not a famous lady, just a lady that I know. So I was like, how you doing? I'm Kojo. And, I let her introduce herself cause I was about to, and this story might not be funny to y'all, but to me it's funny.
Okay.
But anyways, it's funny to me because like it just shows that you should do, well, I didn't get a chance to do research, but you should do more research before you interview people. Anyways, I almost called the lady the wrong name, and that wouldn't have been cool because, I mean, I should know who the lady was. But anyways, I suck at telling stories. And, and we have this all on video.
So you got it right in the end?
I got it right, but barely. But I was nervous because I thought I was going to get it wrong. Yeah. And like I said, this was all on camera too, man. So it was like, if I would have called her the wrong name, and then my friend, the girl who was doing it with me, so she had to do the interview because I was supposed to interview her. So she, but lucky for me, the girl loved Unati, so she did the interview.
So she knew. She knew how to handle it. She's South African,
so she knew her. So yeah.
All right.
I hope Unati doesn't ever hear this because she won't never give me another interview.
She might.
She's going to be like, bump that, America.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of My Two Cents.
Oh, it was such a pleasure, Kojo.
It was so dope having you here, man.
I appreciate y'all. Even though I was 100 years late, sorry.
I admire your honesty, man.
That's your African.
Yes.
No. I wasn't just sitting around doing nothing. I was like on a whole nother part of town. It took like an hour and a half to get here. I'm telling you.
It's all right.
Let me stop talking.
But thanks. Thank you so much, fam, for coming through.
Thank y'all, man.
So good people, y'all, you can check out this podcast here on The Juice. Follow us on all social media platforms. Woo-hoo. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter.
Can I get a couple shout outs real quick?
Definitely.
I got to say thank you to Liz Diva, Cheeto, Wizzy, Ngoni, you guys.
Very very special shout out to Weezy, because she made this happen.
She made a lot of things happen, which I appreciate Weezy for doing. And then, like, just everybody who's helped me here in Zim and other countries who have listened, I appreciate all the love. I'm getting a lot of love in African countries, so I appreciate it. So thank y'all.
All right, fam. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And artists should send us their music if they want us to play it.
Where do they send it to?
Oh, music with a Z or Z, as y'all say. Mm-hmm. The number 4, the letter U, TV @gmail.com. Or on social media.
Yeah, all, what are your social media?
M4UTV, all one word. M the number 4, the letter UTV, all one word. And you, that's all Instagram, Facebook, or Kojo Robinson if you want my personal. So yeah.
All right. Yes, you have had it.
Whoa, it's been so good and so great. Like, we shop at Greta's shop. Fantastic, like Fanta and Tastic Rice.
Yeah, that sounds like a commercial.
Yes. Yes.
No, guys, like, let me try and fix my face and try and fix my laugh. I need to fix myself. I need something. Bye. All right.
Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are out. Peace.
And now. Capital 263.